Welcome to TMO's Daily Observations. I'm Brian Chaffin, and today is Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. And with me today is Kelly Gumon. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm well, Brian. How are you?
I am so far from well, it's not even funny. And also joining us is John Martellaro.
Here I am. I be here.
That is excellent. I appreciate you both being here. Jeff Gamet is off at Mac Tech.
Yes.
Yes. So he has left us to mess with his podcast.
And mess we will.
Mess we absolutely will.
And Inmates Asylum something something.
Whether or not they want to. Atlassian is today's sponsor as well, so that's exciting news. So, you know, generally speaking, we're going to have a good time. Let's start with this business about iTunes, or new business, continued business, additional business, further business, monkey business.
Monkey business.
About the product, iTunes.
The product that Kelly and I just love.
Whatever. Sorry, what? It's like this form of Tourette's almost. Whenever anyone says iTunes, my knee-jerk reaction is just to yell wood chipper.
So what Brian is referring to is?
So Mark Gurman, who is now with Bloomberg.
Yeah.
No longer with 9to5 Mac. He is tweeting that Apple is going to be showing off a redesigned iTunes for Mac at WWDC. That it will launch in the fall along with OS 10.2. It'll coincide with a redesigned Apple Music. I'm sorry, 10.12. 10.12. Is that what you call it?
10.12.
Mojave. I'm calling it Mojave, but that's just me.
Well, it may end up being rebranded as Mac OS, too.
Mm-hmm. Will it be branded as Mac OS 10.12 or rebranded as Mac OS 1.0? Haven't seen any discussion of that.
I hadn't either. And you would think that if Apple was going to rename, you know, but they can't
restart
the numbering with without actually changing the underlying current.
Well, actually, they could if they wanted to, because
they can do anything they want.
Yeah, this 10.10 and 10.11 and 10.12, it's getting kind of squirrely.
Mm-hmm. I think mostly because it's hard for people, because a lot of people will say, oh, I'm running Mac OS 11 or I'm running Mac OS 12,
yeah.
Like regular folks. Like when I've talked to people and been assisting them with something, that's what they tell me. I'm running Mac OS 11.
Have any of them called the cops after you slapped them?
No, they have not.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the eternal 1.x version of Java in reverse.
Yeah, it almost is. We can be sure whatever it is that there's going to be a new version of Mac OS that's coming in the fall.
Have you noticed there's very few prognostications about what's going to be in the new version? I sent out a tweet yesterday and asked some people for some feedback. There's a dearth of good ideas about what needs to be done next other than Siri. I mean, Siri's on everybody's mind, but if you start making a list of, you know, the six or so things you think might be included, well, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's a mature OS.
I like the bolt tightening releases. I know they're boring because there's no new shiny stuff to point at and ooh and ah over, but I really like them because it means that everything I'm already doing is just going to work better or work faster or chew less battery or whatever, or work at all. AirDrop actually was something that I got with Yosemite that did not work at all reliably for me until then. And so for me, that was really exciting. I wish, because, you know, as I always tell you guys, life would be easier if people would just do what I say. I wish that all the people who were executing on the cool new features in Mac OS are now putting all that brain power into iTunes and doing the stuff that I talked about. I think it was even last summer when I said that iTunes needs to break up with itself. And I really want for that to happen.
I'm not really excited about the prospects of the new iTunes. I'm not really excited because I don't think this is what some people think it might be. I think it might be a visual fix-up in some ways, but I think it's also paving the way to something we're not going to like, or many people won't like. And that is, as we've read in the rumors, a restructuring of iTunes to prepare for the elimination of downloads at some point. And so while we might get some nice cosmetic changes up front, the underlying architecture is being prepped, some people think, for discontinuing of download purchase music. And so that's the bad news.
But maybe they're not.
Maybe not.
But what I really, here's what I really want. If I could pick like the one thing, I have so many complaints about iTunes, but if I could pick the one, it's that iTunes is not my Leatherman, which for people who don't know what a Leatherman is, it's sort of like a Swiss Army knife. They're from here and I don't know how widespread they are. So I don't need iTunes to be a Swiss Army knife. I want to have a separate utility that manages my phone. I know I'm like the last person on earth that actually plugs their phone into their computer to back it up. But I do.
Me too.
And I want that not to be part of iTunes anymore. That's basically it. Like if I could pick the one thing, just take all the iPhone management out of iTunes and then let iTunes be all the music management and give me a little utility. Like I have image capture for my pictures on my phone. Give me something like that for, here's your phone backups. Do you want to back it up now or not? The end. Like, blah, that's all I want.
Blah, blah, blah. It ain't happening.
Why?
That is not what Apple is going to be showing at WWDC. Apple's going to be showing a new design with maybe some underlying technology. Digital Music News, who has been putting out a lot of stories based on supposed inside sources, about iTunes and Apple Music and iTunes Store downloads. Their report today says that part of what will be shown to what John was speaking about is underlying structural changes that would allow, that will make it easier for Apple to eventually turn off downloads. And no one is talking about Apple breaking iTunes up except for those who actually want it to happen. But I mean, there's no rumors about that right now.
Right.
So I get that you want it, but it ain't happening.
That's what I hope. What I expect is that Apple's going to take it out entirely and I'm not going to get an alternative. And they're going to go, why don't you use iCloud for all that crap? And I'm going to remind them that I've been a Mac user for more than 15 minutes. I've been a Mac user for more than 15 years. And I remember, and that's why I don't do it. Because, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, like I'm not paying money for iTools anymore. So that's where I'm at, is Apple has taught me not to trust their cloud services. So I'm not going to.
I got something to run by you, Kelly.
That's what I expect to happen, is that they're going to go, nobody plugs into their computer anymore. Just like they said, nobody really uses iPhoto.
I don't think that's going to happen this yet either.
I hope not.
But it will happen at some point, for sure.
Oh, I know it will. I know they're going to take it away. They're not going to give me an alternative. They're just going to take it.
Lay it on us, John.
Well, we were talking in the staff meeting this morning about the next step, the next foot falls, and that is, well, if you can't download music anymore, then you have no need to rip music anymore. It's probably part of the same code base. And so there'll come a time when not only do you not buy downloaded music, but you perhaps won't be able to play the music that you've already downloaded. Maybe. And you certainly won't be able to rip music from CDs anymore, because after all,
iTunes.
Yeah, Macs haven't shipped with a super drive in years and years and years, and who rips music anymore anyway? And that's bygones. And so
I do.
Yeah, I know.
So your theory is that we could be being prepped with this release for a time when we wouldn't be able to play what's already been downloaded or rip new stuff?
I think a lot of people will worry about that. I'm already worried about it. I'm just a fretful kind of guy about, you know, what the next step is. But you can kind of see that Apple would really like to get everybody subscribed to Apple Music, everybody streaming. And, you know, one solution to this awful problem of the complex code base of iTunes is to remove the problem instead of fix the code.
So the problem being iTunes' reason for existence, which is we're going to allow you to play music that you buy from us so that we can sell you an iPod or an iPhone in order to carry that music around with you.
Bygones.
That was the whole reason for iTunes to exist in the first place.
No. Right. The whole reason for iTunes to exist in the first place was to play music and then get that music onto your iPod. The buying music the music from bought. Apple came later.
Right.
That's true.
No, chronologically, yeah, that's what I mean. But here's the thing, is that there are still a whole lot of people who maybe have purchased an album through iTunes, like one or maybe two. They have iPhones, maybe they have iPads, or they have a Mac, and they have maybe purchased an album through iTunes because they are still people who go to the store and buy CDs. And you know how I know? Because Adele sold a whole bunch of records. So there are still people who like physical on plastic from Target CDs. So it's still a thing for some people.
Oh yeah. And every year millions of movies are sold on Blu-ray and DVD still. It's declining, but millions are still
sold.
But
it's still a whole lot of people. That's a market that cannot ignore. So I don't think the downloading music is going to go away anytime soon, even if they're prepping for it. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon because there are still a lot of people who have not converted to buying music through iTunes in the first place.
I will counter with a big dash of practicality. Music downloads from Apple's iTunes will go away. And Apple will take them away when it makes sense to do so.
Right.
And that may be before the rest of us see that it's the right time to do so.
Mm-hmm. Wait for a 100% conversion. They'll do it at that right time, which still leaves a lot of people belly aching.
Well, the problem is that this is longer term going to end up being one of those things where because we see it every time Apple comes out with something new. Just because it's not for me doesn't mean it's not for anybody. And so that's a thing that we need to consider, because a lot of things that Apple is doing, they are doing for the people who are not us, people who are not podcasters, people who are not technology writers, people who are casual users of their product. You know, I'm sure you can find a recent study, because it seems like they do this study all the time, and find that a shocking percentage of people have never installed an app on their phone.
All right.
And so like those people are the people that, you know, still maybe are buying music through iTunes. And so I think that this is going to take a lot longer than some people would prognosticate that it will.
You know what I blame this all on? I blame it all on Time Machine.
Speaking of teamwork.
You don't want to hear the rest of that, huh?
We'll come back to it, because we're going to talk a little bit about Atlassian
hit me
first.
Hit up on that, yeah.
Atlassian is our sponsor, and we, of course, are always very thankful for our sponsors. Atlassian is a company you may not have heard of before, but you've probably heard of some of their properties, which includes Jira, Confluence, HipChat, and Bitbucket. This is all brought to you by the good folks at Atlassian. Jira is a task management solution. Confluence allows you to create and share content with team members. HipChat allows you to video chat and instant message with team members. And, of course, Bitbucket allows developers to test, review, and manage code in real time. Everything that Atlassian is doing is designed to help your team do things better. And that's a very, very cool thing to do. So what you should do is you should visit Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. And you can see more about how Jira, Confluence, HipChat, and Bitbucket can give your team everything you need to organize, discuss, and complete shared work. Atlassian, helping teams everywhere team up to create what's next. That is this week's sponsor, Atlassian. We'd very much like it if you gave them some time and attention, because they are helping to bring this show to you.
I've used both Jira and HipChat, and both of them are super reliable and fantastic to use and make it really easy to get things done that you're trying to get done.
Fantastic.
So there's my endorsement.
That is fantastic. Those are kind words. All right, so John, what was this business you were going on about?
All right,
John was saying we needed a time machine.
I was saying that this iTunes problem is caused by time machine, and here's my thesis. If Apple had developed a friendly family server and backup system, a desktop RAID 5 with hot removable drive.
If Apple made Drobo, is what you're saying.
If they had done Drobo or Synology, and they had created this hot swappable system where you'd never lose your data, and it was backupable even then to USB, but with multiple drives and data redundancy of a RAID 5 system, if Apple had developed this beautiful little family server that reaches out and touches all your machines and backs them up ironclad. I have a 300 gigabyte iTunes library, and I'm always fretting that I haven't properly backed it up, that somebody's going to go wrong. I don't depend on iTunes to just back it up, but a lot of people do, and when iTunes goes wrong, it goes very wrong. And the solution to Apple's success, the solution to making billions and billions of dollars and having people with gigabytes of videos and music, is don't back it up anymore, because it's too tough, because we never delivered a solution that helps a family back up 500 gigabytes of media. And so let's just switch to, you know, we'll store it all on our servers and stream it to you. You don't have to fret. Don't worry. Nothing needs to be backed up anymore. We've Apple got the cloud.
Shenanigans.
And Apple doesn't give us the enough space to actually do that stuff either. I love the idea of that being sort of part of the problem, but the problem with that problem is that Apple didn't actually make that solution possible either, the cloud-based solution.
Yeah, that's not a thing. I wish it were. I would like for it to be. I would love if Time Machine... I feel like Time Machine is one of those things where Apple, like, started down the road of a good idea.
Yeah.
And, like, every once in a while, you will see, like, when you're driving down the road, you'll see, like, where they built the overpass for something, or they built an off-ramp for something, but it doesn't really go anywhere because whatever happened with that project, like, it fell through. And I feel like that's what Time Machine is that Time Machine, Time Capsule, like, all of that, I feel like it's one of those off-ramps to nowhere. Like, it started as a great idea, and then it just sort of didn't gain any... momentum, and
like
it needed
so
to.
Many Apple products.
It didn't scale with time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay when you had a 150 megabyte drive or a gigabyte drive and you needed to back it up to a little external drive. But nowadays, it's a mess.
Yeah. And like the only thing that I think the smartest thing Apple ever did with the Time Machine utility built into macOS itself was allow you to use other drives. So, like, that's the only thing they ever did that made it great. Otherwise, like, if you had to have a time capsule in order to use Time Machine, so many people would be so out of luck because nobody wants to have a time capsule. And it disappoints me because it seems like it would have been a great thing if it had gotten more love and attention and care.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can sort of put a wrapper around that, too. Wouldn't it be awesome if everything that Apple announced, the company actually followed through with?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, and that was the case. Apple wasn't following through with stuff under Steve Jobs.
FaceTime is an open standard.
any more than it does under Tim Cook. So this isn't some sort of like Tim Cook failure. This is really about Apple's structure. And John Keat wrote a piece for us a few weeks ago about what he posited was Apple's failure to scale, referring to Apple's inability to keep on top of all the many projects that it actually has open, in part because of the very way that it operates with small teams of A players only, who are like all in charge of the thing that they're doing. And when they move on to another thing, there's no one left to manage the thing that they're not paying attention to anymore.
Yeah. It's the 2.0. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And that's a shame because I feel like there are a lot of things that would either get more attention or would evolve more quickly. I mean, think where we'd be with the Apple TV if it had been taken a little bit more seriously, you know, years ago. And the sort of, and like with time machine hardware or time capsule hardware, I mean, and making those things reality and like airport base stations and things like that, like all of those little things that are fantastic. But like, if you bought one off the shelf 3 years ago, it's exactly the same thing that you would walk into an Apple store and walk out with today.
It's true. It's true. And on that very happy note, I'm afraid that we are out of time. So I'd like to thank Atlassian for sponsoring us this week. It's very, Yay. Very, very good of them. Again, they their products are Jira, Confluence, HipChat, and Bitbucket. And Kelly gives us her personal stamp on Jira and HipChat.
I do indeed.
Yeah. And John Martellaro, thank you for being with us.
You're very welcome. Looking at my Apple Watch, it says 2019. Oh, wait.
What?
I must have entered a time machine.
I did say he was, yeah. Oh,
goodness gracious. And Kelly, thank you for being with us today, too.
Yeah, I have to go. I apparently have to go to Colorado and smack John for that.
Yeah apparently. Yeah, please do. Get an extra one in for me. All right, everybody.
I'll pay for that ticket.
Have a great day.